Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Alex Teicher in for the honeymooningly Danny G. I don't know. It's making up words here.
I love it.
Podcast Dojo. Congratulations, Alex. You survived another Benny versus the Penny. That is your punishment. That is your payment to do the other podcast that we do over the weekend. So I'm excited. It's Thanksgiving weekend. We've had our Thanksgiving. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And here we are yapping away on a Saturday, a college football rivalry day.
Ooh.
For those of us that have the sports gene, Alex, you're a little deficient in the sports gene, but you make up for it. You have the anime gene. I don't have the anime gene.
Yes, I do. And Ben, I also have the soccer gene, which most people wouldn't expect.
I have watched more of the World Cup. I usually pretend to be a soccer. I'm like most Americans. I wrap myself in a flag and I pretend to care about soccer. But I'm really
sure.
Like any talk shows, and you're around, you're a radio guy, you're a podcast guy. You know, we look for the story.
Yes.
So I'm watching the World Cup. I'm thinking, what would make a good monologue here? Is there anything going on? Any controversies? Anything that I have a strong opinion about? So that's usually how I watch the World Cup. And I just watch a lot of going back and forth. And I'm reminded of my youth. I was the fat kid on the AYSO team when I was growing up. And Alex, I always hated it because I was the fat kid and it was hard to run and you wanted to score. And it's just, you pretty much went back and forth in the middle of the field and it was pain in the ass. And I was like, what are we doing here? You know, it's so stupid. And why can't we use our hands? What's up with that? I don't understand.
I was given these thumbs. I want to hold the ball. What am I doing?
It's kind of like I used to complain. My dad, may he rest in peace, he loved using chopsticks. We'd go to a Chinese restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, he loved it, right? And I'd always be like, Dad, listen. I was a little snot-nosed teenager. I'd be, Dad, listen. The fork is better than the chopsticks. The chopsticks was there before the fork. And when they invented the fork, we didn't need chopsticks anymore. And he'd be like, oh, I like eating with the chopsticks. Because he had gone to Japan on a business trip.
Culture, yes.
Exactly. So he loved the way that they did things in that country, and he wanted to do it. And I was always, no. You know, it's like once the car came, nobody needed a horse and buggy anymore. It's like we moved on. Once the computer came, the typewriter went away. Once the cell phone arrived, we didn't need pay phones anymore. And just that's kind of the way it works. Like once we had once we had social media, we didn't need AOL anymore. You know, things evolve and all that. But that's
right. You know what's funny, though, Ben? I will tout myself a little bit here because you brought up Japan. I am probably the only person you will ever meet in your life that has I said this two nights ago. Japan was going to upset Germany in the World Cup, and they did.
Now, did you pick that because of loyalty to Japan or because
part of it?
Yeah, okay. All right.
The biggest reason why is, and I've known this watching a lot of World Cup in my time now too, Germany does one thing very well. One used to be winning World Cups, but now in my lifetime, it is to upset you in the best way they know how, to lose games they absolutely shouldn't.
So they're like the Dodgers in the playoffs, is what you're
1,000%
saying. 1,000%. Okay. Is Dave Roberts managing the German team? He liked yes, him in that spot. Yeah.
He needed something to do, so they called him over.
Why not?
And also because Tom Brady cursed them because he went over there to play, so I knew that was going to play effect too.
You know, Dave Roberts is probably like, well, I already screwed the Dodgers up. Let me see if I can screw up some of his local teams. Make the wrong move. Follow the analytics. So on this fifth hour, on this Saturday fifth hour, we have Teriyaki Jockey, Splitsville, Quirky Turkey, First Time Short Time. We'll see what else we have time for, right? We'll see.
I love that name, by the way. I love that name.
All right. So we'll begin with this. This past week, it's the life of Mather, the life of Alex Teicher, who's in for Danny G. And mazel tov to Danny before I get started with my story. Because
mazel, yes.
Danny's married now. He sent me some photos.
I still don't believe it.
His wedding. It was a beautiful wedding. He also sent me some photos I'm sure we'll talk about when he gets back on the podcast next week. But we talked about where I went after my wedding in Kauai. There was a restaurant I went to, and Danny went there and he took a picture. So it was kind of cool. I was reminiscing.
Wow, yeah.
I can't believe next year will be my 10th year. I can't believe I've almost been married.
10 years, Ben.
Almost next year is the 10th year. I never thought I'd ever get married. So to be the idea, 10's not a big number because those people have been married 30, 40, 50 years and
sure,
all that.
Sure.
But in my world, 10 years is a big number because I never thought I would get to that point. And anyway, that's next year.
Mazel, Ben. That's a decade. That's huge.
All right, so Teriyaki Jockey. This past week, I made my first pilgrimage, Alex, to the Holy Land, to the Mecca.
Really?
SoFi Stadium, not that.
Oh.
Yes, I had a religious moment. No, I was at SoFi in the hood in Inglewood.
It's up to no good.
Exactly. But back in the old days, I was a regular at all these games, and the moment that stopped happening, well, there was a couple things that happened. Ever since COVID, I cut back. I could not stand the protocols all these teams had just to cover the game. It was so stupid. And even though I qualified for most of them, I still thought it was ridiculous. And so I didn't want to have to show my papers. Some of my relatives had to show their papers. And I just didn't think it was necessary. You know, I
mean, we didn't have a good time last time either. So
exactly.
Stay away.
To each their own, you know, and I just thought it was a little overbearing by the industrial complex of professional sports. And so that turned me off. And plus, the players are assholes out there. It's very, you know, you got all the media now. When I started in the media, a lot of guys were assholes in the media, tried to get under the skin of the players, tried to get a story, tried to be, you know, you were not the friend of the player.
Gotcha.
Now the media all tries to suck the toes of the players. And there's a few guys like, you know, I love radio because I'm obviously not. Rob Parker's not like that. It was one of the reasons I like how Rob operates. But a lot of these guys are just trying to be fans and friends of the athletes. And it just that's not the relationship you're supposed to have. Anyway, so I haven't gone out there. And now I go out rare and appropriate. Married, family, the whole thing, far away from the venues. I live in the North Woods. And it's almost everyone I was close to also. I was out there. I started covering baseball and basketball. I was 19.
Wow.
And I went every night. Either I was at a game or I was doing the show or I was at a game doing the show. And I did that from my age of 19 till almost 40. You know, so that's pretty much 20 years of my life where I did that. But now it's been long enough where, like, most of the people I know that I was really good friends with, and this was my social scene. They're either one of three things. Most of my media friends that I was really close to are either retired and they've moved away, unemployed, or dead. They've met their maker.
Gosh.
I mean, there's not a lot of, so I picked my spots, but I was out there. I wanted to see certain teams. I go out. This that happened to be one of them. I have some friends occasionally that visit the town I know in other cities from the show. And the Chiefs were one of those teams. They're playing the Chargers last week. Now, I also wanted to see Patrick Mahomes. I'd not seen him in person, the quarterback. The Chiefs are a wagon, one of the teams that is the favorite to get to the Super Bowl. But I wanted to say hello to my friend Josh Klingler, who is a radio guy. I go on his show every Thursday on our affiliate, 610 Sports in Kansas City, with Bob Fesco on his show. And Josh is the sidekick or number two or whatever. I don't know how to say it. It's not offensive, but he's on the show. And he's also the chief sideline reporter. And I've met Bob before. I've seen Bob. I had not met Josh, and he was in town. And so I said, okay, the game schedule-wise was at night. That made it a little easier because I just go into the studio after I get done, and it just made a lot of sense. And so it was good. It checked a lot of boxes. I got there super early. I beat the traffic. I set my stuff up, text Josh. We had a meeting. I sashayed my way across the bowels of SoFi Stadium. I went down to the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network booth, and we hung out for a little bit. It was great catching up with him. He introduced me to some of the people he works with. We told a few radio stories, which I love, and it was totally worth it. So then I went back to the main press box, and I set my computer up and stuff, and I started brainstorming. I was trying to come up with ideas for the monologue, and I was watching the late games in the television window and all that stuff. And I had been fasting, Alex. As you know, I'm a big believer in intermittent fasting.
As am I.
As are you. So we both believe in that. And I was doing my thing, and I looked at a pregame meal, which is free to the media.
Okay.
But it didn't look good to me. It's not what I like. They had like Hawaiian pork ribs, which wasn't really my thing. They had huli huli grilled chicken on the bone, but it didn't look very appetizing.
Doesn't sound appetizing.
No, they had fried rice, green beans, but that's not.
I get down on that.
But you don't break a fast with.
No, absolutely not.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to pass, because I decided to punt, because I know these NFL teams, all they do is feed the media. It's a free, freeloaders update, and it's just gluttony. So at halftime, they roll out a totally different menu. So you have the pregame meal, then they have the halftime meal. They also have a postgame meal, but I knew I was going to be gone by then.
Me.
Yeah, they have three meals within the span of a few hours. But anyway, I waited, and I made the right choice, because at halftime, and I actually went there a little bit before halftime. I want to get the jump on the food. Just before halftime, they put the new food out, and they had beef and chicken teriyaki on a stick, loaded up on that and some egg rolls. And, pretty solid. My wife hates Asian food. I love it. And so
she's missing out.
I agree. And so I don't know if it was good or not. You ever eaten something else where you're not sure if it's good or it's just because you're starving?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Too many times, Ben. Too many times.
We're living the same life in that regard. So I wasn't really sure whether it was good or whether I was just, but I kept.
Here's a better question. How did it sit with you, Ben?
Oh, it was fine. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
And it tasted great either way. And I'm enjoying my food and I'm going big, because I really try to chow down. I have like 1 hour to eat. I try to limit it to 1 hour.
Smart.
The thing about intermittent fasting is, you can usually get full pretty quick because you don't eat that much, but you can eat as much as you want in theory, yes, in the hour, and you're fine. And I feel like that's a good trade-off. I'm willing to do that. And so
absolutely.
I'm chowing down and I'm working it. I'm like the teriyaki jockey. I keep going back. I've got no shame in my game. It's all you can eat. So I keep walking back, getting more, and I'm eating. And this gentleman comes up to me and all of a sudden he says, I forget exactly what his opening line was. So I'm like, are you Ben? Excuse me. And I'm like, oh man, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. This is somebody who wants to meet me. And now keep in mind again, Alex, I am in full Porky Pig mode at this point.
Yes.
I'm covered in teriyaki sauce. I'm just going for it. And the gentleman's this guy, Rob Collins. You probably don't know who that is. He's a big cheese in Kansas City. He's an Emmy award-winning TV guy. He's the sports director of the Fox affiliate in Kansas City.
Oh, perfect timing.
Yeah. So he's one of these people in life where I've known Rob for years on Twitter, on social media, because Rob has been a listener. He's a supporter of what we do on radio at Fox, and he listens to my show. And so he's reached out to me a few times over the years. He used to do a morning job or even on the morning. So he wanted to meet me, and it was very nice. And I did want to meet him. I didn't realize he was going to be there. I didn't think about it. And so here he is, my first time meeting this guy who's a listener, and I'm stuffing my face like a hazer, as my grandfather would say. And my fingers, I want to shake hands. I'm a big, I'm a hugger and a handshaker.
Yes, same.
I want to shake hands, but my hands covered in teriyaki, so I got to wipe that thing. And it was very awkward, but he was very cool about it, and he didn't seem to mind. And I put the food down, and I went over, and we talked for a little bit, and caught up on life and all that. And so it turned out good, but it was really. It was so upsetting to me because I don't eat very often.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. And, I still have that shame of I was very fat for a long time. I was morbidly obese for years. And so I always try to kind of like eat on the down low, and I do the fasting. So here's somebody I wanted to meet who I know a little bit. And the first impression they get of me is my face covered in teriyaki sauce, my hand covered. And it was just like, oh man, it's like
total haza, Ben. I love it.
Oh, it was a pain in the ass. But
so, you know what I would have done, Ben? I would have literally handed him one of my sticks and be like, please join me. Let's eat.
That's a good idea.
I would have done it. Because that way I could still eat and he's enjoying me.
Well, fortunately, we did not end up in Splitsville. We're still friends.
Okay.
Good. I'm happy about that. But I can't say that for everyone. I don't know. I mean, things change. Things happen. You visit the little village known as Splitsville in life.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Ben, we were talking about this before we started the podcast today. And you
in
asked me, Alex.
Our production meeting. We had a production
meeting, right? Yes. And so you were like, Alex, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And I was like, Ben, I was planning to work, but I actually was blessed with the day off. So shout out to Iowa Sam, who covered the radio shows for me. And so I was able to go see some family, right? So we have some family, which is luckily close by because most of my family is outside the country, Ben. My mother's from Macedonia. My dad is from Germany. So most of our family is either in Germany, Macedonia, Croatia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Australia. They're everywhere, right? So we have some small group of family that are here. One of them is his name, Winston. So shout out. He invited my mom over. She's going to go there. But my mom also had plans to see somebody else after. And so I came home. This is two nights ago. This is the same time that I decided to do all this stuff as well. And my mom's pulling up and she was at a dinner event. It's called the Kaiser Once a Year Christmas Party, Ben. And my mom is lucky enough to get an invitation there because she goes with the family friend. Her name is Karen Martin. And so what's really funny, Ben, is they're both at the house. It's 12:30 in the morning because, you know, I take an hour to get home from the studios. And so they're at the house and they're unloading these giant, massive containers of flowers, Ben, like some of the most elaborate bouquet sets I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
And you want to know what's the best thing?
What's it
was from the actual Kaiser dinner party. And my mom takes as many of the center arrangements she can when she leaves because they throw them away.
Oh,
so my house looks like a floral house the day after.
Okay. And that's cool. And so it smells good for a while, but then they eventually die. And then.
Yes. It's got to clean all that up, right?
Yeah. So is this Kaiser the medical? Is that what we're looking
yes.
at?
Yes. Yes. Kaiser Permanente. So she gets to go to this once a year. And she always says, like, I hope to meet a doctor, right? Because my mom is single. And so she's yeah. always trying. And I was like, Mom, sure. It's the year you're not going to try that you'll meet him. And yeah. So this is what I'm building up to, Ben, is the person she goes with is my ex-girlfriend's mom. It's so. I was with my ex-girlfriend for 7 years. We were high school sweethearts. It was a great relationship. It ended fine and everything. But the families were so close, Ben, because I didn't have family out here. We were there for Thanksgiving, for Easter, for every holiday, Christmas, you name it. We were always invited and always went. Well, after we split, Ben, that didn't stop. It's just I stopped going, but my mom still went over. It's so for this Thanksgiving, that's why you said Splitsville, I will be going to my ex-girlfriend's mother's house to spend the Thanksgiving night and having dinner.
All right. Wow. So how is she there or is she not there?
She is not.
Okay. All right.
My ex-girlfriend is in Seattle.
Okay. But if she was there, would you still be invited?
That's a great question.
Is she cool with you? Because usually one person, when a relationship ends.
Right.
I'll be Dr. Laura here from back in the old her
please.
Old on radio. But usually it ends because of one person. These people that say it's a mutual agreement, I say bullshit.
Yeah, you're right. You caught me, Ben. It was.
Okay. So it was more
She broke up with me.
She did?
Yes. She wanted to find her place because we were young. We had a house together. Like, Ben, I lived a whole different life. That could be another story if I ever fill in for you again, which is called Alex the Caretaker. And I was a caretaker of an estate. That's a whole nother story.
I remember you vaguely telling me you didn't get into a lot of detail, so I don't know your story. But so this is interesting. She got rid of you.
Yes.
So she had the problem with you then. You didn't have the problem with her, right?
No problem at all.
Okay. All right.
And I'm the kind of guy, Ben, where I firmly believe, like, whatever happens in a relationship, I chose to be with that person. You know, like, oh, no ill will. She could sleep with my best friend, and I'd be like, all right, well, at least I know for both of you. I'm just saying, like, personally, at least I know. But, hey, I will never hold ill will towards anybody. I always blame myself.
Yeah, that's something that's changed. I was younger. I had a tough time dating. Women were very mean to me. And,
why? That's a big gallbladder. Come on.
Yeah. So But as I've grown and I've gotten older and I've seen, you know, live experience, more life, I figure it out more. But I had some awkward dating situations. Not that I dated all that much, but a lot of it was because of the job and the hours I worked. And
right.
I learned this at a young age. Women, when you're dating them, need to get all the attention. And if your job is getting the attention, they get rid of you pretty quick. They don't, even if you have a cool job, they don't like that. I'm now stereotyping women, but I believe I'm accurate.
Well, I mean, you are accurate. Look at Tom Brady. The guy freaking's a Super Bowl winner, arguably the GOAT, and his lady's like, yeah, it's done. If Tom Brady can't keep a woman, we're all in trouble, Ben.
Yeah, because of his job. It was his
right.
Either that Either that, or he had Giselle invest in FTX and she lost a fortune. Either that. I don't know. One of those two.
It's fair. But you know what's funny about the whole story, Ben, is like, even when I go to when I went to the Thanksgiving dinner with him and everything, everyone still treats me like family. Everybody loves me. Her grandma would tell me all the time when we first started dating, she's like, run away. You're better. You don't need her. I was like, it's your granddaughter. Like, what are you doing? And so when I go, they love me, man. Like, and they still have, technically my dog lives there, Ben. That's a whole nother side thing. So because like me and my ex at the time, we adopted a dog at the same time. But since my mom runs a daycare at the house, we thought it would have been better to leave the dog there. And so that's where my dog actually lives. So it's like technically their dog, my dog kind of thing. They're the kids, Ben, in the relationship.
Is family hoping that somehow there'll be a nice rekindling of the relationship down the line or something like that? Is that?
So I thought so in the beginning, but now she's married with a kid. So I don't know if that's if that's going to work out as well.
That would be very awkward.
Yeah,
that would be.
But you know, like Ben, I'm not an awkward guy.
Yeah, second man in. I don't know that. Yes, that would be good on that.
I'm first choice only, Ben. I'm the first choice on the block kind of guy.
I hear you.
I'm not a bench player. So personally, I was kind of like thinking to myself, like if she was there and she was cool with it, I'd be cool with it. Like I have another will. I got nothing against them. So that's why.
But then the other is like, would the husband be cool with it?
Exactly. That's where I just say I'm a family friend. Don't you? You know, don't worry about me.
We did not sleep together for 7 years. That did not
happen. No. I didn't count all the times to know it by heart. Don't worry about it.
There was no wham, bam, thank you, man. None of that. It did not happen at all. No.
It's just funny, Ben. I had to tell you the story because it's crazy to me to think like it's been over 10 years since we were together, but I'm still going to – I went to her mother's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was never that close with anyone that, you know, I dated before. My wife, obviously, I'm friends. You know,
right.
Really, but before that, no, that was not the case. The quirky turkey. I promised this on the overnight show, and I have to deliver. I know it's Saturday now, and Thanksgiving has already happened. But the weekend shows, a lot of fill-in people still. So I give this PSA every year. It's a public service announcement. And it's a handbook to spot lazy sports radio hosts.
Ooh.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so
there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I never want to be that guy. You're not that guy, pal. Don't be that guy. I won't be that guy.
Oh, trust me, you are?
I don't want to be that guy. I'm not that guy.
Absolutely.
the quirky turkey. And this is a, these are some things to look forward or look at if you want to know your host you're listening to has not done his homework, has not prepared for the show.
I like this.
And there's certain tells. There's certain tells you have. You have questions that are asked like this one. What in sports are you thankful for? That is an evergreen question that a host will toss out when they don't want to do any show prep.
Oh, boy.
You can do it any year you want. Also, the other side of that is who's the biggest turkey in sport? Right? So you've got who are you thankful for and who's the biggest turkey? Name someone that doesn't get a piece of pie. Or if you like the person, you say, who gets the turkey leg? You know, that's always fun. Who would you like to invite to Thanksgiving dinner, dead or alive? That's a
Gosh. I'd have to have Jesus and just ask him if it's true.
One of the other questions, that's the third rail, my man, third rail. One of the other questions is the Thanksgiving, it's not really a question, it's a Thanksgiving weekend draft.
Ooh.
Which is something that started within the last 10 years. And this is where you have the host and the listeners, or sometimes the other people that work on the show, and they do a Thanksgiving weekend draft with the turkey, the stuffing, the sweet potato pie, the yams, the pumpkin pie, football, ham, cranberries, all that. And okay. then they have a draft.
Interesting.
And that's always a sign. Again, it's a sign that you're there's always stuff going on. My theory is there's always stuff going on. You just got to find it. And you've got to to do that stuff. I feel like it's just my mission, guys. It's not giving the listener spending their time. The most valuable thing to have is your time. You don't
preach.
You don't know how much you got. You don't know when it's going to end. And you're spending your time listening to a radio show. You got to put some work into it. I mean, I could roll out of bed and do that show. So. Anyway, that's my PSA, Alex.
Thank you for that, Ben, because I've even said this too to myself. If I'm filling in with you, if I'm doing an anime podcast, if I'm making a 3-minute TikTok video, I'm putting every ounce of my soul into it, or else I'm robbing you of what you're doing, which is your time investing in me. So if I don't care, why should I expect you to care?
Exactly. And I got this drilled into me by one of the program directors I had early in my career. Because when I started, I'd get on the, there's nothing going on, you know. And my boss, he pulled me aside. He says, hey, dumbass. there's a guy right now driving a pickup truck who's, you know, busting his ass listening to you. And if he turns the show on and he hears the host say there's nothing going on, click, he's going to turn another show on because why would I listen to a show where there's nothing going on? I'll listen to somebody else who's got something going on.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
I love that, Ben.
Thank you. So there's a saying we have in radio that some of the callers will call it, say, first time, long time.
The yes.
opposite of that would be first time, short time. Also has a much different meaning. A much different meaning.
Oh, Ben. Well, where do I start with this one?
That's all you, man. My man, that's all you. I'm going to sit back here. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and I'm just going to...
So, Ben, in our meeting for the show and everything we were talking about, I told you about this one fun story about everyone remembers their first, Ben, whether it be your first time in love, your first time across the ocean, the first time you had a great dinner, the first time you saw your children being born or whatever it is. I remember my first time I ever had sex, Ben, the first time I lost my virginity. And I think it is by far one of the most entailing and enthralling stories I could ever give to you, because I lost my virginity, Ben, to a truth or dare game.
Okay, so are you at a how old are you?
Perfect. I am 17 years old, Ben.
Okay, so you're
and
17.
Keep in mind, you're in high young school. Alex is 17 in high school. This is my junior year going into senior year, right? Our senior year about to start. It was over the summer break. And so I was still very young. Young Alex was not confident. Young Alex had no real self-esteem yet. Now, Alex was very skinny, very nerdy, loved video games. So the arc and the beauty of women, Ben, and the psychology behind it and the player-esque-ness that I've developed over time, Ben, was obsolete and non-existent at this time.
Okay, so you're a little raw. You're not you're not wise to the ways of the world.
No.
So you are explain the lady, the young lady there.
Okay.
She, your same age, she older than you, younger than Mr. Robinson, Mrs. Robinson situation. Like, what are we looking at here?
She was Stacy's mom, Ben. So this is basically, she was the same age as me. And so I get a text from my friend's older brother. And so I just got my driver's license. I was driving a 97 Honda Civic, all blacked out with a little upside down spoiler. It looked like a rice rocket, basically, right? And the best part about it, Ben, is that I still remember I got pulled over one time by a cop. He's like, hey, your spoiler's upside down. I was like, thanks. Thanks for letting me know. So I got a text from my friend's older brother, because I would always give his brother rides to school. And he said, hey, man, I got two girls tonight. We're going to hang out and have some drinks. Do you want to come out? And young Alex is like, whoa, I can hang out late at night. I'll sneak out and hang out with some girls. And my friend's older brother, say less. I was like, absolutely, let's do it. So I sneak out. It's like 10 at night. I go into the car. I'm trying to find alcohol in my house. I find like a bottle of something in the top drawer of my cupboard and ends up being like old rubbing alcohol or something like that. I don't know what it is. It looks like alcohol. It smells like alcohol. I think it's alcohol. Yeah. So I take it. We go into his car, and I'll always remember this car, Ben. It was a white box TC Scion. And let me tell you something, Ben. The back of those box TC Scions have a lot of room, Ben.
Oh, a lot
they
of room.
They have a lot of room.
Wham, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Everything.
Man. Wow.
Everything.
All right.
So he picks me up. It's like 10:30 at night now. Both the young ladies are in the car with us. And we pull over to like his spot by his house. That's just like this dead end cul-de-sac where you could just park and hang out, right? It was like the local stoner spot where everybody went to smoke. And so we're sitting there and I'm thinking we're just going to drink, have some fun. Keep in mind, Ben, not only is Alex very young, very immature, very naive. Alex has never kissed a girl up to this point. Alex has done nothing with a female to this point, right?
So you're aware, you had some basic knowledge, though, of the birds and the bees, right? You had some...
Heard about them.
You had heard about them.
Thought it was a stork, Ben, for all I knew, okay? I had no idea what was going on.
You know, you don't have to answer this, but you said you're nerdy, so you did not, in high school, did not get a lot of attention from the ladies.
No.
But I did enjoy the porn. I did enjoy but in my day, we had magazines. Because we didn't have the internet with the porn, so we couldn't really watch it. We had to get the magazines. And I went to this liquor store called Melody Meats, and they had a great
what
porn
a great
selection.
Name.
Yeah, it was in Santa Ana. And we went over there and I was contaminated and polluted because they had a lot of, because you didn't want to buy it around your neighborhood in case somebody saw you in there.
Yep.
Plus a lot of places wouldn't sell it to you because we were kids and you couldn't do it and all that. And so, so we'd go over there and get the magazines and it was like,
look at young Ben.
Yeah.
Full spread magazine.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was a big deal back then. Okay. So let's advance the story. So So you had no idea this girl kind of India, right?
She was
not India.
She wasn't to me, but I said I had no idea.
Okay.
So now let's fast forward the story here. And now all of a sudden we're all sitting there having some drinks, drinking rubbing alcohol for a little bit, which is weird. But we're all sitting there having fun. And then they're like, let's play truth or dare. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, like maybe I'll get my first kiss tonight, right? So it starts innocent.
Now, had she tried to seduce you and you didn't realize it, like as she obviously liked you, as you said. And so,
yes.
So she had it, but you just didn't pick up on it.
No, I did not.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
And then you're going to love the high points of this whole story too, Ben. Let me tell you, there's a payoff, Ben. There's a payoff. So we start doing the truth or dare and it's completely innocent. We're doing like, oh, truth, you know, like, oh, who's your biggest crush? Okay, truth. Oh, you know, like, where was your biggest, all this stuff, right? And then the dares start happening and they're fun. They're like, I dare you to kiss him on the cheek. And then the girls, which by the way, I didn't know how like advanced these women were, Ben. These women could absolutely have taught lessons on sex ed is all I'm going to tell you, Ben. These women knew what they were doing. So they start escalating it. And she's like, to her friend, she's like, I dare you, to my friend's older brother, to run around the car naked. And I was like, oh my God, this is kind of getting a little exciting, right? So he jumps out the car. He's like, woo, runs around. I was like, oh shit, Alex, are you up for this? You know, like kind of pep talking myself here. So then it goes back around. And then the girl, the one that likes me, right? She tells her friend, she's like, I dare you to give him a blowjob. And I was like, yo, what's going on? And so it happens, Ben. And I'm sitting there like, Alex, you are not ready for this. I don't know how you're getting out of this. Either a stomach ache, something. This is too much too fast, Ben. Too much too fast. Man. I'm telling you, right? So then it comes back to her friend and she's like, I dare you to sleep with him. And she's like, okay. I was like, yo, do I get a say? Yes. So she was totally cool with it. The other two friends get out of the car. I'm sitting there, Ben, and I'm like, I'm not even excited. What do I do? And she looks at me, Ben, and she literally tells me to shh, don't worry. I was like, what is this? So safe to say, not only was young Alex taken advantage of, Ben, he was shown the world.
Wow, that lady, that young lady had quite the libido going down
there. To say
man.
The that's least.
Bad, man.
That's kind of find out. She was like, she got a kid when she was like 20 and stuff. She was, a little bit like that. But.
She was going for it. It's quite the sex drive. Wow. It's like, in the old days, we used to have this thing called penthouse forums where guys would put in and tell stories like that. That sounds like one of those old school stories, right? That it's like, man, it's Stevie Ray Vaughan's old song, you know, Love Struck Baby, man. She was all
about it. I can't even make it up. And that was, I've never even kissed a girl up to that point, Ben.
Man, normally, you know, it's the cat and mouse game, right? It's the chaser and the chasee, and usually it's the guy chasing the woman, right? So
exactly.
Not man.
But how crazy is
that? I never had that situation, so I don't know.
I don't think many do. That's what I thought was crazy.
Has that ever happened since then?
Okay, you want another fun story? I have another penthouse edition story if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a little time. We got
okay. Perfect. So this one's a fast one I'll give to you. So my sister's friend, she ended up going to college, right? So it was her first year in college. She's out in Arizona State right now. So she came back to visit. One of her friends is also, I think it was like somewhere in California. I don't know if she went more north or something, but she was also away for college, but she was in town. So I didn't know this also as well. Alex, being young and dumb, is never knowledgeable about a lot of this stuff until he was paying attention. So my sister is 6 years younger than me, okay? So they were both 19 and her friend was 20 and I was now 26 at the time. This is while I was working at Fox and everything. So long story short, Ben, my sister's working. She came down here. She was doing some stuff. She was gone for the day. My mom was gone as well. And I was at the house by myself. So there's a knock on the door and I'm like, okay, maybe it was a neighbor just dropping off something, whatever it could be. It was the 4th of July. So I go and open it up and it's my sister's friend. She was, like I said, in town for college. She's just like, hey, what's up, Alex? I was like, yo, I was like, how long has it been? How are you? You know, so we're catching up a little bit. And she's like, I left something in your sister's room. Can I go and grab it? And I was like, absolutely, go for it. You know, I'm just doing dishes and clean up for the night. Cooked for the night, I'm chilling, right? Yeah. So she goes upstairs, she's doing her thing. I'm washing the dishes and I look up and I was like, it's been like 15 minutes and this girl's still looking for something. I was like, I thought I lost time, you know, right? So I get the trash cans together. I'm about to go outside and she comes down the stairs. And I was like, yo, everything good? She's like, I don't know if I should tell you this, but I'm looking for something in your sister's room. And I was like, okay, like, is it something bad? Is it something I shouldn't know? And she's like, well, I don't think it's bad if you knew. It's just, I don't know if she wants me to tell you, but I'm trying to find this alcohol bottle in your sister's room. And I was like, oh, okay, got you. I was like, I bet you I know where it's at. So my sister at the time, Ben, I don't know if you've ever heard of this thing. There's this thing the girls had called the chair. Have you heard of that?
I've not heard of that. What is that?
Okay, so the chair is basically a place where girls will just throw all their clothes. So it's just a heaping pile of clothes that they've tried on, don't wear, need to wash, whatever it is. It's called the chair.
I didn't realize it had that name. I mean, when I was a bachelor, I just threw my crap in a pile also. It was not on a chair. It was on the floor. But I had a similar setup. I would just
trust.
Yeah.
For some reason, it was just called the chair. So I was like, I bet you it's right there. So I stuck my hand in. There's the bottle of whatever it was, you know, at the time, vodka or something, right? So I handed it to her and I was like, there you go. You know, I was like, I'd rather me find it than my mom, is all I'll say. She'll trip out.
Yeah.
She's only 19, you know? Yeah. So she's like, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, no worries. So I walk her out. I get the trash cans and I go to throw them away. And she's still sitting in her car in the driveway. And something popped in my head, Ben. And this is still when Alex was a pot smoker. I smoked some weed here and there. So I was like, I'm going to go ask her if she smokes weed. You know, I haven't seen her in a while. So I walked up to the car. I was like, do you smoke by chance? And she's like, absolutely. For the right person, I do. I was like, would you like to smoke? So she's like, absolutely. So long story short, Ben, we're smoking. We're having a good time. One thing leads to another. And this girl ends up making a move on me. And I'm like, how is Alex getting this lucky? Like, you know, like, again, what am I?
This is a friend of your
sister. Yes. Oh, man. And she's another, in town for college.
That's another penthouse story right there.
Ben, and she was one of the most gorgeous girls I've ever seen, right? So we're having a great time. It's like one of the longest nights I've ever had, too. And I kid you not, Ben, as soon as we're done, it's the 4th of July, my window's open and fireworks are going off outside. I'm like, you can't script write this stuff.
Wow. And
unbelievable.
Now, was that the only time that happened?
Well, I mean, no.
Okay. All right.
Her and I definitely had some fun, we'll say, before she went home.
But did your sister know about it? Or
she did.
And she was cool with it.
She was totally down. She's like, I didn't think you had it in you.
Wow. About that, man.
It was a wild story. So, you know, people always say, like,
another one, I had brothers. I didn't have any sisters, so I couldn't hang out with any sisters' friends. I had none of that.
It paid off in the long run, Ben.
I guess so, man.
You know, because you've heard of those stories, too, where they're like the pizza delivery lady. She's like, your pizza's here. It's like my sister's friend comes over to get the alcohol, you know, and like it ends up like that.
Wow, yeah, it's like every cheesy porn, you know, it's like, yes, here's the Uber Eats guy. Oh, dude,
a white box TC Scion and my sister's friend getting an alcohol bottle. Like, what the heck, man?
Got to make you feel good, Alex, right? Because clearly the ladies find you attractive. That they,
I guess,
do that. No, seriously, women aren't going to do that if you look like an ogre. if you're the humpback of Notre Dame, Quasi
was a good man, Ben. You stop it. Okay,
he was a good man. He didn't get laid though. Okay,
he got friend zoned.
yeah. Women were not jumping at Quasimodo. Okay?
No,
that was not happening. All right, we got to get out of here. We went a little long on that, but it was worth
for
it.
Sure.
I got to tell you, this is extra.
I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah,
it was wonderful, Danny. Listen, I called you Danny. Why did I call you Danny? Bad job.
Because I sounded like Danny.
Yeah, there you go. Well, somebody said you sounded like Gagon.
Oh, no, please don't tell me that. Please don't tell me I sound like
Gagon. All right, we got to get out of here. It's Saturday. Have a great rest of your day. We'll have the mailbag on Sunday. No time for Scientifical. That'll be back down the line, and back scratcher and all that. But do give us 5 stars. On the podcast page, the Apple podcast page. Tell a friend about the podcast. And, man, this is the spiciest one we've had in a long time from the great Alex Teichert. And we'll catch you next time.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.